In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now at the hour of our death. Amen. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful and kindle within us the fire of your divine love. Send forth your spirit, and they shall be created. Let us pray. O God, who did instruct the hearts of your faithful by light of the Holy Spirit, granted by the same Spirit may be truly wise and ever joyous in his consolation, through the same Christ our Lord. Amen. O Lady Guadalupe, pray for us. Saint Joseph, all God's angels and saints. Saint Louis de Montfort tells us a story of this poor man that wanted to give an apple to the king. But he didn't know the king. But he did know the queen. So what he did was, he went to the queen and he gave the queen the apple. And the apple wasn't the best apple in the world either. But the queen took the apple, washed it, cleaned it, polished it, put it on a gold tray, placed it in between two roses, knocked on the door of the king, said the king, here's a wonderful apple I'd like to give to you. And the king took the apple, looked at it, ate the apple, and told the queen, that was the best apple I've ever had in my life. St. Louis de Montfort says this, for us to go to the queen, we can do that, but the queen is going to take us to the king. And the apples we might be given to the queen are not the best apples in the world. But the queen takes the apple, washes it, polishes it, cleans it, sprays it, puts a couple of beautiful roses, and when that apple is presented to the king cannot resist. You understand? That's, we go to Jesus through Mary. Everything that Mary gives to Jesus, Jesus is going to receive. Our intentions, our actions are like the apple that has some spots on it, maybe a little bit of mold on it. But Mary is able to embellish that apple. So we want to give ourselves totally to Jesus through Mary. Mary will never deny anything that we ask of her. Okay, so this is a prayer in preparation for consecrations is going to take place in a few minutes now. So you're going to be praying your prayer of consecration slowly and attentively at the end of the Mass. We're not going to be going through it now because of lack of time. But we're going to be praying that prayer, and that prayer you're going to be signing it, well, your name as well as the day of your consecration. Okay, so I'm going to take your sheet, and I'm going to be going through the sheet slowly and prayerfully as our immediate preparation to give ourselves totally to Jesus and Mary. So all of you have your sheets, right? Mary, did it have a sheet?
No, this one.
Oh.
I thought you were
going to. Okay.
I didn't give it to my
father. Okay. So what? Okay, we don't have the sheet. Are you just going to be listening?
This is. Pass it out, or you can let them listen.
No, we'll just let them listen, and we'll give it out later. Okay. Okay, you're going to start this meditation, and end this meditation by praying the prayer of consecration of your whole self to Jesus through Mary. This will be the same prayer that you'll be praying in the Mass on the day of your consecration, the prayer that you have in your hands. Okay, take the prayer card in your hands and pray it with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength, guided by the Holy Spirit. Okay, so we'll take the card now. Okay? So this will be the prayer you're going to be saying in the Mass. We're going to be rehearsing it now. So we'll have the prayer. So it's some pretty big words, but we have a very intelligent group here, so we'll be able to read and understand. Act of consecration to Jesus and Mary, together. Eternal and incarnate wisdom, most lovable and adorable Jesus, true God and true man, only Son of the Eternal Father, and of Mary, always Virgin, I adore you profoundly, dwelling in the splendor of your Father from all eternity, and in the virgin womb of Mary, your most worthy mother, at the time of your incarnation. I thank you for having emptied yourself in assuming the condition of a slave to set me free from the cruel slavery of the evil one. I praise and glorify you for having willingly chosen to obey Mary, your holy mother, in all things, so that through her I may be your faithful slave of love. But I must confess that I have not kept the vows and promises which I made to you so solemnly at my baptism. I have not fulfilled my obligations. I do not deserve to be called your child or even your loving slave. Since I cannot lay claim to anything except what merits your rejection and displeasure, I dare no longer approach the holiness of your majesty on my own. That is why I turn to the intercession of the mercy of your holy mother, whom you yourself have given me to mediate with you. Through her I hope to obtain from you contrition and pardon for my sins, that wisdom whom I desire to dwell in me always. I turn to you then, Mary, Immaculate, living tabernacle of God, the eternal wisdom hidden in you, will to receive the adoration of both men and angels. I greet you as Queen of heaven and earth. All that is under God is made subject to your sovereignty. I call upon you as the unfailing refuge of sinners. In your mercy, you have never forsaken anyone. Grant my desire for divine wisdom, and in support of my petition, accept the promises and the offering of myself, which I now make, conscious of my own unworthiness. I, an unfaithful sinner, renew and ratify today, through you, my baptismal vows. I renounce forever Satan, his empty promises, and his evil designs. I give myself completely to Jesus Christ, the incarnate wisdom. Carry my cross to him for the rest of my life, and to be more faithful to him than I have been till now. This day, with the whole court of heaven as witness, I choose you, Mary, as my mother and queen. I surrender and consecrate myself to you, body and soul, with all that I possess, both spiritual and material, even including the spiritual value of all my actions, past, present, and to come. I give you the full right to dispose of me and all that belongs to me without any reservations, whatever way you please, for the greater glory of God, time, throughout eternity. Accept, gracious Virgin, this little offering of my slavery, to honor and imitate that obedience which the eternal wisdom willingly chose to have towards you, his mother. I wish to acknowledge the authority which both of you have over this little worm, pitiful sinner, but I wish also to thank God for the privileges bestowed on you by the Blessed Trinity. I solemnly declare that for the future I will try to honor and obey you in all things as your true slave of love. O admirable Mother, present me to your dear Son as his slave now and for always, so that he who redeemed me through you will now receive me through you. Mother of Mercy, grant me the favor of obtaining the true wisdom of God, so make me one of those whom you love, teach, and guide. May you nourish and protect as your children and slaves. Virgin most faithful, make me in everything so committed disciple, imitator, and slave of Jesus, your Son, the incarnate wisdom, which I may become, your intercession, example, fully mature with the fullness which Jesus possessed on earth, with the fullness of his glory in heaven. Amen. Okay. Thanks be to Jesus and Mary and the angels and the saints. We have completed our meditations on Mary in preparation for our total consecration. We'll be giving our total self, our whole being, all that we have and are, our past, present, and future to Jesus through the hands and the heart of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Our whole being shall be filled with immense joy as we prepare ourselves for this very special day that God has willed for each and every one of us from all eternity. Therefore, this final meditation in preparation will be to prepare us for this day that will be one of the happiest days in our lives, a day in which we will be transformed, a day in which we no longer belong to ourselves, but we belong totally to Jesus through the loving and maternal hands of Mary. It is true that Mary lived about 2,000 years ago in Nazareth, another time, place and culture. However, we must be firmly convinced that Mary, our loving mother, is alive and present now, tomorrow, and always in your life. She is as real as you are real, as your earthly mom and dad are real. This is key to our consecration, believing that Mary is real right now. The most important quality, characteristic or virtue of Mary is her love, the infinite and unchanging love that she has for you right now. The fact that you have worked hard spiritually during the course of a month to prepare yourself, to consecrate yourself totally to Jesus through the heart of Mary, fills the heart of Mary with immense joy. Her heart is also overflowing with a river of love for you. Convinced of Mary's joy and love for you, spend some time now talking to Mary using your own words. You might express your great love for her and for Jesus, her son, as well as the joy that is in your heart. You might beg Mary for very special graces as a result of the day of your consecration. Open up your heart and tell Mary, your loving mother, all that you desire. Mary and Jesus are the best listeners in the world, and they never get tired of listening to you and talking to you. So what now we're going to do for just 2 minutes. You can either look at Our Lady of Guadalupe, or you can close your eyes. Just talk to Mary from your heart. Tell her everything that's going on in your life. Tell Mary you love her. So for about 2 minutes of silence, we're just going to be talking to Mary, preparing ourselves for this consecration. It's going to take place just in a few minutes. So very good. Mary was listening very, very attentively to all of you, those 2 minutes. Mary was very, very attentive in listening to all of you. And what you said to Mary in those 2 minutes was very important. Those are gifts that you've placed in the heart of Mary. Mary's never going to forget what you said those 2 minutes the rest of your lives. Your consecration to Jesus through Mary entails giving all that you are and all that you have to Jesus through Mary, and that means all. Holding nothing back. It is not a partial giving, or a temporary loan, but it is a giving of your whole and entire being to Jesus or Mary, in time and for all eternity. Imagine entrusting something you treasure to a person you love and trust. For example, you go on vacation for a month and you cannot bring your pet with you. So you leave your dog. Therefore, you entrust your favorite pet and animal to one of your best and trustworthy friends. You're absolutely certain that your friend will feed, protect, and watch over the greatest care of your little dog. This is a very pale or weak image of giving ourselves totally to Jesus through Mary. If we can entrust with total confidence our pet dog to a loyal friend, with how much more trust and confidence can we give our total self and being to Jesus through the loving, tender, and caring hands of Mary, the Mother of God and the Queen of the angels and saints. St. Louis de Montfort, in his classic, True Devotion to Mary, calls Mary the divine treasurer. If we can entrust our money to an honest and loyal banker, should we not entrust our whole being, especially the salvation of our mortal soul, to Mary, the divine treasurer? Pause now to reflect upon this truth, giving all that I am and have to Jesus through Mary. Now open up your heart in prayer. With total confidence, give everything to Jesus through Mary. Use your own words. They can be simple. Jesus loves those who are like a child. We are in good hands with Jesus and Mary. Better said, we are in good hearts, the hearts of Jesus and Mary. So what might be some things that we can give to Jesus through Mary? Number one, future plans in our life. We all have a purpose in life, which is to get to heaven. However, every one of us is unique. Every snowflake that falls from the sky has a different pattern. So it is with the human person. God has created all of us with a unique and beautiful pattern or design. Why not offer yourself and your future plans in life to the hands of Mary? Beg Our Lady to bless your plans and projects. You are called to do great things for God and for the world. With the psalmist, lift up your hearts in prayer. O Lord, give success to the work of our hands. Lord, give success to the work of our hands. We want to give our future to Mary. Second, give to Mary our fears, anxieties, doubts, insecurities. Being honest with ourselves and with Jesus and Mary, we should bring to Mary our fears, anxieties, doubts, as well as our insecurities. Our Lady understands our hearts through and through. She understands us even better than we understand ourselves. Life is a struggle. We should not struggle alone, but learn to share our struggles with someone, and that someone is Mary. Going through life alone with its many struggles can crush our spirit. The cross can be very heavy at times. Why not open up to Mary and tell her the struggles you have even now? She is there to help you. She is there by your side. She is there to lighten the load. Our Lady indeed is our life, our sweetness, and our hope. As a little child runs to his mother after a nightmare, when something or someone fills him with fear, so shall we run and seek refuge in the arms in heart of Mary, our loving mother. Pause now to open your heart to Mary. Tell her all about yourself, but especially your fears, doubts, anxieties, and insecurities, your struggles, and your crosses. She is there to help you. So now spend 1 minute now and talk to Mary about what is your biggest problem now. We all have problems. What is the thing that's bothering you most now? Now talk to Mary about that and be honest. She's going to be listening very carefully to you and she can help you to carry that cross. Finally, your spiritual life, union with Jesus, and your salvation. Of the greatest importance in your life, your relationship with your best friend on earth as well as in heaven. Your best friend is the Lord Jesus Christ. And the salvation of your immortal soul. Why not turn to Mary, your mother, your sure guide and queen, and beg her most fervently for the grace of union with Jesus. Implore Mary for the grace to get to know Jesus better, love him more ardently, and follow him more closely every day so that you will be united with him now and forever in heaven. What Our Lady wants more than ever for you is that you establish a dynamic, deep, and vibrant relationship with Jesus in this life, so that you will be with him forever in heaven. Pause now as you draw closer and closer to the day, hour, and moment of your consecration of your whole self to Jesus through Mary, and beg Mary, your heavenly mother, for a deeper and dynamic relationship with Jesus. Enter into conversation now with Mary, your loving mother, and ask Mary to help you to love Jesus with your whole heart, mind, soul, and strength. So together, Hail, Holy Queen, Mother of Mercy, our life, our sweetness, and our hope. To thee do we cry, poor banished children of Eve. Thee do we send up our sighs, mourning and weep in this valley of tears. Turn then, most gracious Advocate, your eyes of mercy towards us. And after this, our exile, show unto us the blessed fruit of thy womb, Jesus. O clement, O loving, sweet Virgin. Pray for us, O Holy Mother of God. So God bless you all. We're going to go quietly now into church now for the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass and your consecration.